Welcome to Clearwater County Podcasts, an ongoing conversation about the issues that matter to residents and businesses of Clearwater County. Audio versions are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other streaming services. This is a special broadband series where we'll be taking a deeper dive into the county's Open Access Network, a groundbreaking initiative that promises to revolutionize connectivity for businesses and residents across the county. With 3 out of 6 project phases completed, the OAN will leverage over 360 kilometers of fiber optic cable, known as the core backbone, and strategically placed wireless towers to deliver high-speed internet connectivity throughout Clearwater County. I am here today with the president, owner of Rigstar, Dan Grisdale. Rigstar is Clearwater County's network operator for our open access network, or what some people refer to as our broadband optic fiber network. Managed collaboratively by Rigstar Industrial Telecom, and Arcadis, Clearwater County's OAN, represents a significant leap forward in delivering high-speed and reliable internet services to the majority of county residents. It'll provide high-speed and reliable connectivity, enhancing learning outcomes for students and enabling businesses to thrive. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks for having me. I really am excited to be here.
Well, it's an interesting industry. How did you, with Rigstar, get into broadband services?
Well, I guess it's been a long and winding path, really. Originally, Rigstar started in 1998. We were an oil field remote communications provider, which meant we just kind of had local communication circles around oil rigs and service rigs and whatnot. And then as we started to expand and technology developed, in about around 2005, we bought a small little wireless ISP that operated just south of Calgary in Langdon. And we felt that, you know, we could learn the business of an ISP and how to operate it. And especially with the wireless dimension, we could use the radio technology, which we would probably have to use in the oil field. And it was a little independent provider. So although we always want to provide top-notch quality to all the people that we serve, we felt that it would be better to cut our teeth with a small residential, okay, and then move into the enterprise market with the bigger oil cos. That's kind of how we got into it, and then we just really ran from there. We built a data center with a major provider in the early 2000s. We had some wireless network that ran a circle around Calgary. As that technology changed from ATM to Ethernet, we just continued to build on that, then fiber, and here we are.
So you've basically just grown with all the changes
that have
happened over time.
It's pretty much organic. We've tried to be right on the cutting edge. In fact, in 2 weeks, we're going to be 25 years old as a company. Well, so that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a good run.
So Clearwater County has been installing infrastructure to make a broadband network throughout the county, and it's going to be an open access network. Could you give an overview of what that means? Because Rigstar is going to be managing this open access network for the county.
Rigstar believes that Clearwater County has done really a very exceptional job of planning and deploying a very robust core backbone network. And this is providing a real solid foundation for an open access network. And that type of network allows for multiple providers to leverage that same infrastructure. So all players get a level playing field because they're using the same robust network. And that in turn reduces costs, and it reduces environmental impact by, you know, it removes the need to duplicate networks. You know, you're not building 3 highways when you just need one. And you focus on a single resilient network. And this really allows for independent providers to enter the market, and it takes away a lot of the major upfront costs for some of the smaller providers that want to get into the business. So that it lowers the barrier to entry, And that allows for more competition in the marketplace, and it really increases the service value of what Clearwater County is offering to the people. So, you know, the mandates and philosophies of an open access network are pretty much counterintuitive or opposite of what traditional carriers do. You know, the traditional carriers, privately owned network, they operate it, it's controlled by a single entity, and they're the ones that have the authority to determine its policies, security measures, and access rights, whereby the open access network that Clearwater is designed and built, it's designed to serve a broader community for the region, offers connectivity to various service providers and end users, and it promotes competition, and it also gives consumer choice.
And we're getting awfully close in time for our residents, our taxpayers, to be able to actually get that service, which is awfully exciting. We've been doing expressions of interest, trying to, hey, what companies are interested in coming? And we have companies that are talking with us and with you guys about how to do things. Where can those carriers or telecommunication companies go to get information?
Well, I think that interested, you know, carriers or telecommunication providers or internet service providers, they could go to both the Clearwater County website, clearwatercounty.ca/P/network operator Rigstar, or you can just go to rigstar.ca and look for our operation network operations tab and click on that. Or alternatively, you can call our NOC, which is 24/7 at 1-888-400-1984.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Clearwater County owns this network, but you're going to be managing it. So what does that mean? Where do the responsibilities sort of split between, you know, for whether it's maintenance or expansion repairs?
Well, I could say from the start, you know, Clearwater County and Rigstar, we've really solidified a positive working relationship. We've really learned from each other. We've had a great positive experience. And so we feel that our team recognizes the kind of positive impact that the network will have on the community, and Rigstar is committed to providing exceptional service. And Rigstar, along with our channel partner Arcadis, will be responsible for operating and managing this network to ensure that all the telecom providers receive live 24/7 support through our network operations center.
Okay, so basically Rigstar will be responsible for if there's a problem.
That's correct.
Call you guys.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, when we talk about open access as a model, how you know, you've already said that we're trying to make a level playing field. How will this allow more competition? Like, I know some of the big players, they build their own. Nobody else is allowed to use it. Open access means what?
Well, you know, it's actually open access is really quite a lively debate in the marketplace right now. And for that exact reason, I think that traditional carriers have been protective, as they should, of their investment in their networks. And so it's been hard for independents to kind of gain a foothold to provide service. There's the CRTC has tried to mandate some of that, but at the end of the day, it's really going to be left up to the marketplace. I was just down at a telecom open access conference in the U.S., and I was chatting with some people there, and some people have different levels of success. And one person I talked to from East Oregon, they said they built one, but no one came. So the county had to step up and become the ISP. But I feel that, you know, there's enough. I feel that the network, the core broadband network that Clearwater County has built is high enough quality. It's world-class quality. And so I think that it will certainly attract a lot more ISPs to come here. And the way I think it works, there's a software that's been developed out of Sweden that manages open access networks. And they found that originally the carriers in that country were, you know, a bit hesitant to join or go on someone's network. And other people, other ISP players are a bit hesitant, like, how does this work? And it's been a tremendous success, and it's really allowed the network to flourish, and it's allowed connectivity to flourish in remote areas. Sweden has remote areas just like Canada. And I think what you see there is, you know, you can have ISP players that come in and just say, okay, if it's about price, we're just gonna offer you this little wedge. But then you can go up the whole service chain, and other providers can attract other users by providing managed Wi-Fi services, all kinds of ancillary benefits that they can come off of the connection that they have on the broadband network. And I think that's, once that starts to roll, I think that you'll see that there'll be a tremendous success on this network.
Because the county, basically, we want the service for our residents, and we're not trying to pick winners or losers.
Exactly.
We want whoever can and is willing to come and provide service, come and provide service.
Yeah, and you know, I think that one of the discussion points, too, that always comes up is it's just a race to the dollar to the bottom, right? And I think that if it's a really true, effective open access network, that doesn't happen.
Okay.
Because there's always going to be economic decisions, but the economic decisions are what level of service do you want? Do you want just do it yourself, DIY, someone drops a box in, and that's it, and you just get, you pay low dollars for low connectivity, or you can go all the way to the top, get white glove service. Like I mentioned before, having managed broadband services, you can add on a lot of things, security. So,
yeah, and that's a major part is, I know for many of our residents, they think of their home, but really the biggest demand is actually in the business sector. They cannot get high enough capacity or speed to be able to do what businesses need to do. I've heard from local businesses that, you know, their headquarters might be here and they're trying to do training to their staff up in Grand Prairie or somewhere else. And with what's currently available, unfortunately, it's a little bit limited. So we're really hoping this network will enable those businesses to do what they want.
Well, I think it would be kind of a two-pronged thing, right? It's going to drive economic benefit for the county because, the more connected you are, the more you're connected to global business, right? And so that also allows the local businesses to attract higher level of talent if they can get not just great internet at the business, but also at their home where they
right.
reside. And then it also can drive a lot of home-based businesses, right? And if you want to choose to live in like a really beautiful county like Clearwater is, with nature and all the things that has to offer, you can come out here and run a business if you have really strong connectivity. So,
okay. So of concern to everybody, residents and businesses, is of course protection of privacy, data security. How does our network and what does Rigstar do to help make sure that our information for our people is secure on our network?
Sure. To me, that's kind of one of my big things that I like to protect too is privacy, especially on the network, and especially as a company. So I think the design of the network itself provides isolated circuits between the individual providers and the customers they serve. So in effect, there's a direct path that cannot be infringed or spied upon by other providers within the network. So customer data, including any billing records, stays completely between the customer and their chosen provider, as the open access network simplifies and facilitates the connection through an entirely insulated circuit and does not in itself have any need to store or process that type of information.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's fairly robust.
And I mean, people use their cell phones all the time, or they connect it to a Wi-Fi in a local store or restaurant. This is going to be more secure than that.
Oh, definitely, definitely, infinitely, right? And especially nowadays, open Wi-Fi and even, you know, cellular, there's a lot of nefarious things that have been happening.
Yeah. And it depends on your apps and all that. But on our network?
On your network, isolated circuits, total privacy.
Okay. Awesome.
Total security.
Now, once we've got service, and it's coming soon, mm-hmm. how can the county or our residents actively provide feedback on, you know, how their service levels are, or even in the development of Open Access Network, or if they have questions about that?
For sure, yeah. And as I alluded earlier, I think the real success of an open access network really is highly dependent on that, right? I think that active participation and feedback from both the municipality and its residents are really essential to, like, ensure that success. And the performance and the development of the open access network is all hand in hand with the feedback from both the municipality and the residents and the businesses, right? And Rigstar and our channel partner Arcadis will probably conduct surveys, we'll distribute questionnaires to residents, and we want to collect a lot of opinions to see how they feel the system's running. Do they have opinions or concerns or suggestions regarding the network's performance and other areas of improvement? And areas of, the more remote areas too. I think that's going to be probably tantamount to making sure that, like, even the farthest people or the businesses get the same kind of high performance.
So, yeah, our topography does not make the service easy.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that Rigstar has tremendous experience in is crazy isolated topography. We are the telecom service provider for the Coastal GasLink construction project. So we have 8 mountaintop repeaters that have been servicing 15 camps. So we know how to manage service in remote areas.
Okay,
that's good. And urban areas.
Because we've got a lot of people that are spread out over some big areas here.
Sure, yeah.
And people love living in the mountains or in the valleys, so.
As do I. Yeah, well, the Rigstar team, you know, we also encourage local businesses to provide their feedback and let us know how the network is impacting their overall operations.
Okay.
So if there's anything we could do to improve it, to make the system better, that's why we're here.
Great. So to wrap up, what is something you want our residents to know about either Rigstar or an open access network?
Yeah, so Rigstar, 25 years, our mantra has been customer service. One of our other mantras too is to be carrier technology agnostic. And that's really helped us learn and develop from a myriad of technologies so that we don't get siloed. And I think that one thing that the open access network is that, right? It's gonna allow for a lot of expedited service through competition. And I think that the municipality should be lauded for really the world-class broadband connectivity that they've laid down so far. And, you know, it's exciting for the future.
Oh, we're glad to hear that. Yeah. So you have quite a bit of experience then in working with a variety. Like, you don't just serve one large company, or you know, a whole bunch of others.
No, we've, like I said, we have a rural ISP that's been operating for upwards of 20 years. Ranchers, small towns, that's kind of been our business, and also major enterprise. And we see the importance of connectivity, like for all communities. And I think that you'll see that for the First Nations too. I think you'll see an incredible level of support to them that will really help their business and their communities as well.
Okay, sounds great. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to the day when we're turning lights on. And
so are we.
Getting all that service
out
there.
We're all ready.
Well, thanks for coming in, Dan.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.